Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show on this snowy February the 10th. Yes, indeed. What do you think? Have you had enough of snow yet? I personally have. I am tired of it, and I'm ready for warmer weather myself. Hopefully that groundhog is correct and spring's right around the corner. But it looks like, I was checking the extended forecast, it looks like we're in for some cold weather. I think Sunday was going to be like a high of 12 degrees or something like that. My goodness, you talk about freezing cold. My furnace is having trouble keeping up. The house has been about between 62 and 65 degrees, so we've been pulling out the extra heaters and getting us warmed up. So in the bedroom, before we go to bed at night, we've been running the heater, getting the bedroom nice and warm so that it's nice and toasty in there, and then it heats up the living room pretty good too. So I don't know if you've been pulling out the extra heaters or not, or if your furnace is keeping up. I don't know if it's the furnace is the problem, or I probably have bad insulation. I probably need to look and get some more insulation. I don't know. But whatever the case may be, it's been cold. I've been pulling out the hoodies and the extra sweatpants and the footies. Well, not the footies, slippers. The wife's been pulling out the footies. But in any case, I hope you all are doing well and feeling good and feeling all right out there. My wife and I celebrated our 11th wedding anniversary on Saturday, and we had some good eating. We started off with a breakfast at Perkins, and that was really good. I went and got the Granny's Country Omelet. I don't know if you've ever had that out there, but that's a good omelet, and it comes with your choice of toast or pancakes. I got the pancakes because I was feeling hungry. So, and it tasted really good. So, and then for our dinner, we went down to the warehouse in Delaware along Route 23, and we got carry out, and I got the lasagna, and my wife got the, what did she get? Some sort of pasta she got, and then we got Death by Chocolate Cake. You talk about some rich cake and good cake, boy, oh boy. I'm telling you what, you talk about some delicious food right there. So we had some good eating for our anniversary. And so, yeah, celebrated 11 years. It doesn't even seem like it, but it is what it is. So time just flies right along. Hey, I want to say thanks to our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out my website. It's new and improved. It's got a new look to it. RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com. And of course, we're streaming online right now at WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. Well, today we're giving away a Tim Hortons gift card, a $5 Tim Hortons gift card, and from the Fired Up program, a $5 gift card to Speedway. You can fire it up your tank with gas or fire it up yourself with some coffee. And that's from the Fired Up Sports Show here. They were on last night and interviewed Marion's own Trevor Harris. And you can find their interview and find more information about them on Instagram at Fired Up 1071. That's at Fired Up 1071 on Instagram, and they'll be on this Monday again from 7:15 until 8 o'clock. And so that's when you can catch the next edition of Fired Up. And, of course, I believe they're also on our website, too, at WWGH1071.com. So look for the reruns there. You can check out the new sports program. So that's what we're giving away, a Tim Hortons gift card, and from the Fired Up program and WWGH Radio, a Speedway gift card. So we're giving away two gift cards today. We'll do two drawings at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question. It's all Valentine's trivia today, okay? So that's what we've got on the table for today. My phone number, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And let's get started with the trivia. What is the single most popular gift on Valentine's Day? What is the single most popular gift on Valentine's Day? What was the first company to create heart-shaped boxes containing Valentine's Day chocolates? What was the first company to create heart-shaped boxes containing Valentine's Day chocolates? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Bob, I'm great. How are you?
All right, let's try candy.
That is candy is the most popular gift on Valentine's Day. That is correct. Well, are you tired of the snow yet?
Yeah, I'm tired. I can't get out.
Yes, I know it. It's.
I had to cancel a couple of doctor's appointments because I couldn't get off the porch and out to yours.
Oh, boy, you're stuck.
I had to reschedule.
Okay, so you're stuck in the house.
Yeah, I'm stuck in the house.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that snow will do that to you.
I know. Well, for every night, I'm having chili.
Oh, it's a good night for chili.
You're right, it's going to be cold, but it'll take a little bit of snow.
So what all do you put in it? All kinds of spices and things? Or?
Oh, yeah. Hot sauce, spices. I fix it up good.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. Yes, sir. Well, you enjoy that chili. All right.
I'm glad you and wife had a good anniversary.
Yes, we did. Thank you.
Yep. All right. I'll let you get some more adventures, all right?
Okay, Bob, thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is our phone number. What was the first company to create heart-shaped boxes containing Valentine's Day chocolates? It was not Hershey. Red and what other color is most associated with Valentine's Day? Red and what other color are most associated with Valentine's Day? Who is the symbol of Valentine's? Who is the symbol of Valentine's? What do red roses symbolize? What do red roses symbolize? The O in XOXO means what? The O in XOXO means what? Hi, we're on the air.
Cadbury
is right. That's the first company to create heart-shaped boxes. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Noah?
Yes.
Well, Noah, how's your day going? Are you getting snow? You getting snow down there?
Yeah.
All right. Are you enjoying this snow or are you tired of it?
I'm enjoying it.
Oh, you're enjoying it. Have you been out? Have you built a snowman yet?
There's already a snowman outside.
Oh, there already is a snowman outside. All right. Well, that sounds good. So, but are you staying warm? It's awful cold. Are you staying warm?
Well, last time I ran out of breath.
Okay. All right. Well, you probably have to put on your hat and gloves when you go outside, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you have a scarf, too?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you called today. I appreciate you calling me. And you have a good night now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, there's Noah right there at 740-383-9944. I don't think we heard from him last week. It's good to hear from him this week. Got another one coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, hugs and kisses for your X's and O's.
Yeah, hugs and kisses. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Nate?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Trying to keep warm.
Yeah, that's about the truth. Stay in and keep warm if you can.
Yeah, I really bundled up coming to the station today because I knew it was going to be a cold one out.
Yeah, it's like only, what, 8? What did they say it was today? 11?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's supposed to be about 11 degrees or something like that here in Marion.
Yeah, it sure hasn't been very warm, and I think it's only supposed to get colder before it gets warmer.
Yeah, it is.
I think I looked ahead, and I think by the 21st, I think it was supposed to finally get up near 30. That's going to feel like a heat wave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right, Becky, I appreciate the phone call, and I got you all signed up.
Okay, you take care now, and have a good day now.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, some more trivia here. What collar? What is the favorite collar featured on Valentine's Day? What is the favorite collar featured on Valentine's Day? What do you need to kiss to turn it into a prince? What do you need to kiss to turn it into a prince? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Cupid to sign a Valentine's.
Yes, Cupid is a sign of Valentine's. Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
Staying warm?
Trying to, yep.
Yeah, that's the top of everybody's list, I think, is trying to stay warm today.
Right.
Been so cold, I think we forget what 30 feels like. Well, I appreciate you calling, and you do your best to stay warm, and you have a good evening now.
All right, you too.
All right, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, there's David Avery ringing our phone lines there. How many U.S. towns are named for Valentine? It's not very many. How many U.S. towns are named for Valentine? Hi, we're on the air.
You're going to need a frog.
Yep, you're going to need a frog.
It never worked for me, but we'll try.
Yep, been a while since I've seen a big old frog.
Yeah, it has been.
We used to have a creek down by my mom and dad's, and we used to find all kinds of frogs down there. But I never kissed one.
No, I don't think I would either. I'm about to turn into a prince anyway.
Yeah, right. They were a little too slippery for me to ever catch, but they were kind of fun to look at and listen to them ribbit.
Yeah, I've caught them a lot, but never, you know. A little piece of red felt on your hook, and they'll get right on it.
Yeah, are you a fan of frog legs?
No, I've only seen them once, and they jumped out of the skillet, and that was enough for me.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. Yeah, I'm not a fan of frog legs either. Don't care for them.
Yeah.
I think I only tried them once, and that was enough.
Yeah.
Well, so, you're doing your best to stay warm in this very cold Arctic climate.
Yeah, I guess it's going to get a little worse, I guess.
Yeah, by Sunday, I think the high is supposed to only just be a few degrees, and the low might even be in the negatives maybe by Sunday.
Yeah.
So
they showed us a zero this morning, and then it was up to like 8, and I don't know actually what it turned out to be. So
yeah, it's certainly been cold, and I think I'm done with it.
Yeah, when are we gonna put all the snow out? It keeps coming.
I know. I'm running out of room at my place.
Yeah, that's what happened. I started using my blower because I have never used it in years. And I started using it and blowing over in the yard, and it's getting high enough to build a house out of.
I know. I'm sure kids like making little forts out of it, but I don't have much use for it myself.
The kids made their own mounds over here and used their sleighs and stuff down the yard and laying that stuff, and I said, man, as cold as it is, I don't see how they do it.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I think if we go back when we were kids, I think we've done the same thing.
Yeah, when I was younger, I enjoyed all the snow.
Yeah.
But not now.
Yeah. But did you have some decent roads coming in, did you?
Yeah, they weren't too bad on the way in. We'll see what they're like going home, but on the way in, they were just a little wet, so it was all right. I didn't slip and slide, so that was good.
Yeah, well, you just be safe and careful when you do, though.
All right, I will.
So I'm going to talk at you later.
All right, Ralph. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Have a super day now.
Hey, you too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, we got to take a break. If you try to call, I'll put you through, and we'll get with you right after the break here on WWGH. It's Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate in Air Chair 1.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
We are back, and I think we have a caller. Hi, we're on the air.
What was it one more time?
Pink.
Pink. That is correct. That is one of the colors associated with Valentine's Day. How are you today?
Good.
All right. This is my buddy Lucas.
Yes.
All right, Lucas. What have you been up to these days? Playing outside? Have you built a snowman?
No, because I already have.
All right. Did you put a carrot in his nose?
I'm going to go look because I have no idea.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling me, Lucas, and I'll sign you up for a chance to win. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a good night now, and you stay warm, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 740-383-9944 is my phone number. And let's see. What else we got here? What fruit is also known as the love apple? What fruit is also known as the love apple? Can you tell me that one? What state produces the most red roses here in the U.S. for Valentine's Day? What state produces the most red roses here in the U.S. for Valentine's Day? Who buys the most flowers for Valentine's Day, men or women? Easy question there. Who buys the most flowers for Valentine's Day, men or women? About how many Valentine's cards are exchanged each year? About how many Valentine's cards are exchanged each year? Hi, we're on the air.
Is it a tomato for the love apple?
Yes, it's a tomato. You a fan of tomatoes?
Yes.
I just had one yesterday on a hamburger, and boy, was it good. Nothing like a fresh tomato, is there?
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing with all this cold and winter weather?
I'm over it.
You're over it? Are you ready for spring?
Yes.
Well, hopefully by the time Easter rolls around, it'll be feeling good again.
Oh, I hope so.
I'm not sure what to do with all this snow. It's I've had about enough in my driveway to last, but we've shoveled out know how many times. I've lost track.
Yeah, and then comes the mud when it all melts.
Yep. Then comes the mud. That is right. Then you get stuck in the snow, and then you get stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Ashley. I'll sign you up for a chance to win.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, again, we're giving away a gift card from the Fired Up program. You can find them on Instagram at FiredUp1071. Fired Up is our new sports show here on WWGH. You can catch them this Monday at 7:15. 7:15 until 8 o'clock. And they've provided a Speedway gift card to give away today at $4.55. And then I'm giving away a Tim Hortons gift card. So either place, guess what? You can get yourself a coffee or a Frappuccino. Yeah, you can get you something to keep you warm at either place. So if that sounds good to you, give me a call and play some trivia here at 740-383-9944. Time is right now 4:36. You know what? I'm going to look up real quick and see what the degrees is here in Marion. I'm curious. It is 18 degrees here in downtown Marion, according to my phone app. Yes, indeed. 18 degrees with snow showers, supposedly, according to my phone app. I don't have any windows here in the studio, so I can't guarantee you that, but I'm going by the phone app, so I'm assuming it's still snowing. So when I leave the studio here, I probably will have to use my brush and brush off the snow and head for home, and I hope the roads aren't too covered, because I'm not a real good skilled driver when it comes to driving in snow, and sometimes I tailgate people, which is really bad, so I have to make sure that on my way home, I leave plenty of distance between the car in front of me so I don't have any fender benders, because that, my friends, wouldn't ruin my day. All right, it's time to turn to the offbeat stack. Tell you what's going on in the world of offbeat news. A wallet found inside the wall of a cottage being renovated in Georgia was returned to the family of its owner 66 years after it was apparently lost. Mary Kay Andrews, a New York Times best-selling author, said crews renovating her cottage on Tybee Island looked inside a wall earlier this month and discovered a wallet that appeared to have been there for decades. The documents inside the billfold identified its owner as Melba Lanier, who lived in the home with her husband Jack when they were newlyweds in 1954. Andrew's Facebook post about the discovery reached Jack and Melba's children, Cheryl and Kevin Lanier. The siblings said the wallet will be kept as a family heirloom. It means so much, and I'm definitely going to save it and put it in like a shadow box and remember it forever and then pass it down to my daughter and let her pass it down, Cheryl Lanier told WTOC-TV. So there you go. A wallet returned 66 years later. Check this out. If you're in the mood to move to London and you have about $1.3 million, a 6-foot wide home, yes, indeed, 6 foot wide, billed as possibly the skinniest house in London.
is being listed for sale online with an asking price of $1.3 million. Real estate agency Winkworth said the 1,034-square-foot home, which boasts five stories and a width of only 6 feet, is situated in the Shepherd's Bush area of West London and is comparable to the living quarters on a luxury yacht. The narrow home originally was a hat shop and converted into a home by fashion photographer Jürgen Teller, Winkworth said. It's quirky and charming and great for entertaining and will appeal to someone who feels there is more to life than two up and two down, David Myers, the Winkworth agent handling the sale, told CNN. Boy. Certainly not a very wide home. I'm not even sure if I could get through the front door. A Mississippi city is offering remote workers $6,000 to move to the municipality, buy a home, and remain there for at least 1 year. Natchez Mayor Dan Gibson said the city's Shift South program is offering remote workers a one-time payment of $2,500 and a $300 monthly payment for 1 year if they move to the city and buy a house worth at least $150,000. Quote, we are excited to be the first and only city in the Deep South to offer an incentive like this to remote workers, Gibson told CNN. Our warm and friendly people, the Mississippi River at our feet, our history and our beautiful sunsets make Natchez a great city to call home. So if you're in the mood to move south, why, consider this city. Get yourself $6,000 just for moving there. Boy, oh boy. How about paying me $6,000 just for living in Waldo? That'd be nice. February the 10th is what this date is. It's time to find out what happened on this day in history. 1863 in Virginia, the first fire extinguisher patent was issued to Allenson Crane. 1870, the city of Anaheim was incorporated for the first time. 1870, the YWCA was founded in New York City. 1879, the electric arc light was used for the first time. 1897, the New York Times began printing all the news that's fit to print on their front page. 1920, Major League Baseball representatives outlawed pitches that involved tampering with the ball. 1923, ink paste was manufactured for the first time by the Standard Ink Company. 1925, the first waterless gas storage tank was placed in service in Michigan City, Indiana. 1933, the singing telegram was introduced by the Postal Telegraph Company of New York City. And in 1935, the Pennsylvania Railroad began passenger service with its electric locomotive. The engine was 79.5 feet long and weighed 230 tons. And that's what happened on this day in history, on this February the 10th. Now you know, now you're up to date. All right, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. Again, we're giving away a $5 gift card to Speedway. That's a service of Fired Up. They provided that gift card today. You can find them on Instagram at FiredUp1071. And they'll be on again this Monday, 7:15 until 8 o'clock. You can find their reruns on our website, wwgh1071.com. And also find them, like I said, there on Instagram as well. And then I'm giving away a $5 gift card to Tim Hortons. So we'll be giving away two things at 4:55. We'll be doing two drawings. So double your chance to win here coming up at 4:55. What do red roses symbolize? What do red roses symbolize? It's all Valentine's trivia today. Favorite color featured on Valentine's Day is what? Favorite color featured on Valentine's Day is what? How many U.S. towns are named Valentine? It's under five. How many U.S. towns are named Valentine? What state produces the most red roses in the U.S. for Valentine's Day? What state produces the most red roses in the U.S. for Valentine's Day? Who buys the most flowers for Valentine's Day, men or women? About how many Valentine's cards are exchanged each year? It's more than a million. About how many Valentine's cards are exchanged each year? Kids ages 6 to 10 exchange Valentine's cards with who? Kids ages 6 to 10 exchange Valentine's cards with who? What is the famous card company for Valentine's Day? What is the famous card company for Valentine's Day? And my last question that I have, candy hearts, the ones with messages on them, are made by which candy maker? Candy hearts, the ones with messages on them, are made by which candy maker? Hey, let me know if you know the answers. We gotta take a quick break. We'll be right back with more in just a moment.
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, and we are back, and we have another phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm cold.
Yes, me too. I've got an extra sweatshirt on today.
Otherwise, I'm just tired of the snow.
Yeah, me too. I just wish it would go away.
And the problem is, you know, I got icy snow and stuff in my part of my driveway, and it's not going to go away on its own, you know. So I get out there with the ice scraper and try to break it up, and it's terrible.
Yeah, and then you turn into a chisel.
Yeah.
And try to chisel it up.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't want to bust up, does it?
No, it's because it's out by the close to the road where it's got some salt on it and turned to water, and now it's turned to ice, you know. Got about an inch and a half or 2 inches of ice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's something else.
Yeah.
Oh, this winter, I've got the winter blues.
Yep, we need a little sun.
Yeah, well, a little sun would be great.
The sun does great, you know, even I don't care if it's in at 20, you know, it still melts snow and warms stuff up and allows me to clean the sidewalks off and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Sure it does, and it also picks up my spirits a little bit.
For sure. Yep. I think California, probably produces the most red roses.
Yep, that's right, California.
Okay.
California is the state.
Yep. You're going to tell us anything about your buddy David Rush?
Well, yes, he's actually in the news again.
I think I read something about that. I don't know how he is so many different, you know, things that he's perfected. You know, it's too bad Ed Solomon's not on anymore, or even Johnny Carson. You know, they would have people like that on the show all the time.
Oh yeah, you know? He would certainly be a star, because he does all kinds of cool things.
Just you know, with juggling and tossing things and boy, slicing stuff with a knife and.
He's just quite a talent. But yep, he's in my news again.
I think he'd make a good short order cook of some kind.
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. Yeah.
Well, you keep warm and keep safe.
Hey, you too, Ernie. It's always good to hear from you.
Thanks, Nate.
All right, thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, you know what? It is time for What's That in the Mailbox, and I have another letter here that someone sent me, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com, and you can feel free to send me a question. I'll answer it here live on the radio, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com, and this week we hear from Daniel, and he's got kind of an unusual question, I think. He says, Nate, do you like to play games? Well, I'm not sure if he's referring to, like, Xbox or PS3 or electronic games like that. I am not big on games like that, electronic games, although I do like to sit and watch other people play them, because it takes quite a talent to play these modern games. But I do like to play board games, you know, the old-fashioned board games. I happen to like Careers. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Careers, where you go through different careers. You go through show business, and you can get degrees in these different things. And then you go around a board each time, and you go past payday, and you collect so much money, and you try to collect stars, hearts, and cash. And you come up with a formula, and the first person to win their formula, like you need to get 15 stars, $20,000 cash, and another 15 hearts. It's got to equal a certain number. But the first person to reach their formula wins. So that's how Careers works. I love to play Careers. And, of course, Battleship. Everybody probably knows what Battleship is. I love to play Battleship. And then I love to play the card game Uno. That's a fun game, too. Love to play Uno. So I do like to play games, but I'm more of a board game person. I don't know if that makes me boring or if it makes me old. I don't know. I'm really not that old. I'm only 35. But anyways, Daniel, that hopefully that answers your question. And you can send me a question anytime, and I'll read it live here on the air, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. 4:52 is the time. Hey, head down with me to my classroom. Make a right, and on the chalkboard this week, I have written this week's weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is plashy, with a P, plashy, P-L-A-S-H-Y. It's an adjective. The definition means marshy or wet. Plashy is a derivative of Middle English. It entered English in the mid-16th century. Plashy, that is our weird word of the week. All right, and I was talking with Ernie about David Rush, an Idaho man recaptured a Guinness World Record by throwing 50 CDs into a 12-inch target in 1 minute. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness World Records, originally set the record in 2019 at Boise State University, where he managed to get 41 CDs into the target in 1 minute. Rush's record was beaten by Jay Rawlings, who sank 46 CDs into the target in the allotted time. The Idaho record breaker recaptured the record with 50 CDs in 1 minute. CDs make good frisbees, don't they?
So there you go. Well, we've got a couple of minutes left before we do the drawing. Again, giving away a Speedway gift card courtesy of our friends at the Fired Up Radio program right here on WWGH. The next one will be heard Monday night, 7:15 until 8 o'clock. You can find them on Instagram at FiredUp1071. So you can check that out. I think this is our cleanup man calling me back here. Let's find out. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, you're looking for the card, getting out of the homework.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. All right, buddy. Thanks for cleaning this up there.
Yep.
All right. Hey, you have a good weekend now.
All right, there's Bob. He's our cook and our cleanup man. He always cleans us up here at the end here. Gets those extra trivia questions answered for us. Okay, about how many Valentine's cards are exchanged each year? About how many Valentine's cards are exchanged each year? Give me a quick call at 740-383-9944. I'll put you in the drawing real quick for a Tim Hortons gift card or a Speedway gift card. Going to do two drawings coming up. Kids ages 6 to 10 exchange Valentine's cards with who? Or is it whom? No. Kids ages 6 to 10 exchange Valentine's cards with who? Candy hearts, the ones with the messages on them, are made by which candy maker? Alrighty, and the time is right now 4:55, and that means it's time to find out who our winner is going to be here at WWGH 107.1 FM and Offbeat News and Trivia. Let's get everybody mixed up here and find out who our winners are going to be. Let's pick one here in the middle, then we'll pick one off the bottom. How's that sound? Okay, the winner of the Fired Up Speedway gift card is Mr. Ralph. Ralph, congratulations. You win the Fired Up Speedway gift card. All right, now I said let's pick one off the bottom here, or near the bottom of the stack. And the winner of the Tim Hortons gift card is Noah. Noah, congratulations. You win the Tim Hortons gift card. You can go and get yourself some, get yourself a drink of some sort, or maybe some donuts. They've got Timbits. Those Timbit donuts, man, are those things good, full of sugar, so I usually avoid them, but they are delicious, so you can get those at Tim Hortons as well. So, Ralph, congratulations, you're the Speedway gift card winner, and Noah, congratulations, you're our Tim Hortons winner. And again, you can catch Fired Up, the sports program here on WWGH this Monday, 7:15 until 8 o'clock. You can catch them on Instagram, FiredUp1071. And you can check out my show and their show. The reruns are on the website. You can check the show archives at WWGH1071.com. And then my website is out there, too, if you want to check that out. It's RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com. Okay, we've got just enough time for Ladies' Corner. And we have something that you might want to make for Valentine's Day, okay? It's chocolate molten lava cakes. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up. Chocolate molten lava cakes. Here's what you need. 1 package, 4 ounces of Baker's semi-sweet chocolate, 1/2 cup of butter, 1 cup powdered sugar, 2 whole eggs, 2 egg yolks, 6 tablespoons of flour, 1/2 cup thawed Cool Whipped whipped topping. Here's how to make it. Heat oven to 425. Butter 4 small custard cups. Place on baking sheet. Microwave chocolate and butter in medium microwavable bowl on high 1 minute or until butter is melted. Whisk until chocolate is completely melted. Stir in sugar. Add whole eggs and egg yolks. Mix well. Stir in flour. Spoon into prepared cups. Bake 13 to 14 minutes or until edges of desserts are firm but centers are still soft. Let stand 1 minute. Carefully run knife around cakes to loosen. Invert into dessert plates. Serve warm with Cool Whip. And there you have chocolate molten lava cakes. Again, find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a picture, and there you go. Well, it's time for me to go. Everybody be safe driving out there. Be safe in general. I hope everybody stays healthy, wealthy, and wise out there. I'll be back next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia right here from the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair 1. Again, my website, RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com. My email, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Until next week, Nate Redmond here for everybody here at WWGH. So long, everybody.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing